Thank you all very much for coming. And today we have the privilege of learning Daf Gimel here in Maseches Erevin. We are in the middle of the discussion, what is the source for the view of the Chachamim? In the Mishnah we had an argument. If you have an alleyway with three walls around the alleyway on three sides, but the fourth wall is open, the side that enters into the public street. So the Mishnah said there are three ways to enable you to carry within the alleyway. Either putting a horizontal beam across, a korah, or putting a vertical beam at the front within the opening, a lechi, or to put up what we call an eruv, a tzurat ha-pesach, a door frame, two beams on the side and one beam connecting the two of them. The Mishnah said that if you put up a korah, if you put up the cross beam, if the crossbeam is above 20 amos, Chachamim say it's no good, you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. So the question is, what is the source of the Chachamim? Why do the Chachamim say, if the crossbeam is above 20 amos, it's no good? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. The Amora Rav explained that we derive it from the opening of the Heichal. It says in the Torah that you shecht the Karban Shlamim El Pesach El Moed, at the opening of the Tent of Meeting. And the Tent of Meeting was the tent in the Mishkan compound, which had in it the candelabra, the menorah, the shulchan, the table with the showbread, the mizbeach hazav, the golden altar with the ketores, with the incense. And so in the Beit HaMikdash, the room that had those special items was the heichal, was the room called the kodesh, the holy room, the room of the mizbeach and the shulchan and the menorah. So the entrance to the Heichal, we know, was 20 by 10. 20 amos tall, 10 amos wide. So if the Heichal is the same as Ohel Moed, and the Heichal was 20 by 10, for something to be called a Pesach, for something to be called a doorway, an entranceway, it would only be if it's up to a height of 20. That's why Rav says, according to the Chachamim, if it's more than 20 tall, so it doesn't already fit with what the Torah calls Pesach, a doorway. It's now a pirtza, it's a breach. And a breach destroys the entire wall. The wall is gone. And that's why a korah above 20 is in kosher. That's been the view of Rav till now. So now, on the very bottom of Beis Midbeis, Elameata, last two words on Beis Midbeis. If this is the case, now starting today's daf, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, asks the Gemara, lo tihene le amaltara, if the reason why a korah above 20 is no good according to the Chachamim is like Rav says, because above 20 it's already not a doorway, it's past the dimensions of the doorway of the Heichal, so then a korah which is decorated, a korah which is prominent, should also be disqualified when it is above 20. We're going to see that there's a special law that even though the korah according to the Chacham has to be within 20, it can't be above 20. If the korah is decorated, imagine somebody comes and paints it with psychedelic colors. It's extremely noticeable. Then it's kosher, even if it's above 20. But that doesn't seem to fit with this whole logic. If you say that the logic is that you have to notice it, and then above 20 is not noticeable, but if it's decorated and it's prominent, then it is noticeable. That would be one thing, but that's not what Rav said. Rav said above 20 is not a doorway. If above 20 is not a doorway, no matter what you do to the korah, no matter how prominent you make the korah, it's still not a doorway. It should be still puzzled. That's what the Gemara asks. If you're going to say that the issue is based on heichal, learning from the doorway of the heichal, lo tahene le'amaltara, the fact that you have the korah decorated and prominent and noticeable shouldn't help you. The heichal amaltara havaleh, because in the heichal, the doorway over the heichal had very prominent wood on top of it. And even though it was all decorated, it could only be 20 amos tall. How do we know that the heichal on top of its doorway had prominent wood? It's now within the Mishnah. Chamesh amaltara shel mila. Chamesh amaltara shel mila. Hayu al gabav. On top of the doorway, there were five different beams, each of them made of the mila wood. And they were amaltara, they were very noticeable, they were attracting attention. Zolam alamizo, one higher than the next. The Zolam alamizo, the next one higher than the next one. One second. Hi, my Yufta. This is the question. Maybe the doorway of the temple that had prominent wood was not the doorway of the Heichal, it was the doorway of the antechamber. It was the doorway of the Ulam, of the T side, the T part of the building. That was a question. It's not a question. We know that the doorway of the Heichal was the same as the doorway of the Ulam. So if the Ulam had five beams, the Heichal also had five beams. And even though the Heichal had five beams, and they were decorative, and they were attractive, we know that the Heichal's doorway is only up to 20 amos. So it means above 20 amos, when being decorative, doesn't help you. Alama, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rav. Why did Rabbi Elazar say the name of Rav? In terms of a Korah, Rechava Dalet Af Bishayin Abriya. A Korah has to be strong. The crossbeam to make the Mavoi Kasher has to be a strong crossbeam. We'll see this later in the Masechta. It has to be able to hold half a brick, an Ariach, which is half of a Levena. So we learned, if it was four wide, even if it's not strong, V'im Yesh La'am Altera, and if the crossbeam is decorative and it's noticeable, Afilu Gavor Yosem Yesem Amma, even if it's more than 20 amos tall, it's also kosher. In a tzarech lamayit, you don't have to lower it. So now you have a problem. If we know that a korah above 20, if it's decorative, you can leave it there. But if the whole source of korah having to be up to 20 is because of the heichal of the Beit HaMikdash, you shouldn't be able to leave it there just because it's decorative. Rav Yosef answered, Amaltra Masnisenhi. Listen, it's not a problem with Rav. There's a brisa. There's a brisa that holds that a korah, which is decorative, can be left above 20. This is the Gemara. It's going to still be a problem with Rav. Listen, Man Katanila, who taught us this brisa that a korah, which is an amaltra, can be above 20? Is it reliable? Am Rabbaya, Hachama Bredi Rabba Baravua Katanila. Chama, the son of Rabba Baravua, taught it. It is a reliable brisa. So therefore, says the Gemara, to heavy amaltra masnisa, let this idea be a brisa. Tikshila Rav, now it's a problem for Rav. Rav's an amora, you can't argue it's a brisa. If Rav is right that the reason why a korah has to be 20 is because has to be within 20 is because you learn from the doorway of the heichal. So then, how could you say the law that an amaltra korah can be higher than 20? Learn from the doorway of the heichal. You'll say, I believe it's based on the doorway of the Heichal. I would believe that Amaltra Korah above 20 is no good. The second one, there's a Brisa that says it is good. How could you argue with the Brisa? So Amalcha Rav, Rav will tell you, Dalan Ameacha. Forget about me. Forget about the fact that I'm the one who tells you that the reason why a Korah has to be within 20 is because we learned it from the entrance of the Heichal. Masni Yasami Lokashin Adadi. It's a problem of Brisos. You have a contradiction of Brisos. Remember, we learned the Brisa yesterday. The Brisa says, if the Korah is above 20, and the Brisa says, which is above the entrance of the Heichal, then you have to lower it. So the Brisa connected it to the Beit HaMikdash. The Brisa tells you that the source of being within 20 is because the doorway of Beit HaMikdash was within 20. So forget about the Brisas. Forget about me. You have a contradiction. If the Brisa is telling you that the reason why it has to be within 20 is because of the Heichal, because of the doorway of Beit HaMikdash, and you shouldn't be able to say that if there's Amaltara, if it's prominent, it could be above 20, because it still doesn't fit with the doorway. So, Lamayas Lachalameh, what are you going to tell me? Tanai, there's an argument to the Tanai. According to one Brisa, the reason why a Korah has to be within 20 is because in Beit HaMikdash, the doorway to the Heichal was 20. According to that Brisa, according to that Tana, if you made a decorative Korah for your Mavoi, it doesn't help you. It's going to be possible if it's above 20. It's not like Beit HaMikdash doorway. And there's a second Brisa. The second Brisa says that if you have a decorative Korah, it could be above 20. Oh, because he has a whole different logic. He doesn't say that the reason why the Korah of a Mavoi has to be within 20 is because it has to be like Beit HaMikdash. He's thinking it has to be noticeable. And if something is above 20, it's not noticeable. And if you make it decorative, it's noticeable. He has a different logic. He doesn't believe that it's based on Heichal. He believes that it's based on noticeability. So I'm following one of those opinions. I'm following the Brisa that said that the source that Korah has to be within 20 is because Korah has to be like a Pesach, and a Pesach, a Beit HaMikdash was within 20. So that's my source. Either there's a different braisa that has a halacha that doesn't work with me. Fine, that braisa has a whole different logic. That time has a whole different logic. I don't agree with his logic. That's what Rav says. Yeah, question? If it's not noticeable, then it's not kosher. It's a didrabbanan, it's rabbinic law. So the whole reason why the rabbis made the law of saying put a beam across the front is that you'll notice this area is different. Don't think that because I can carry here, I can carry in the street. It has to be noticeable. If it's within 20, it's noticeable. Above 20 is normally not noticeable. But if it's decorative above 20, then it is noticeable. And then it would be okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no. Below Rav, without Rav telling us that the reason why above 20 is no good is because it's not a Pesach, because we learn from the Heichal of what is a Pesach, what is a doorway. The Brisos would not have been a contradiction. I would have said that according to all the Brisos. Why do the sages say that if a Korah is above 20, it's no good? Because the Korah has to be noticeable. That's the whole point of the Korah. Notice that we did something and that's why we can carry it. That's why you have to have it above 20. That's why above 20 is no good, because it's not noticeable. This that one Brisa said that above 20 is no good because it's bigger than the doorway of the Heichal. It's not saying that's the source. It's just a way to tell you what the law is. What is above 20? It's bigger than what the Heichal was. Bigger than the Heichal doorway. It's not telling you that's the reason why it's possible. All right? So now, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, basically a new explanation. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the reason why a Korah above 20 is no good in a Mavoi is because it's not noticeable. All right? So now, let's apply it to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you have a Korah above 20, lower it. Rav Yehuda says you don't have to. So apparently, Chachamim hold above 20 is not noticeable. If you hold above 20 is noticeable. You know what? We have a very similar discussion in regards to Schach and Sukkah. So says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hani Chayilo Svirle Yadar Rabba. It'd be okay if when we have the argument between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham in regards to the Schach of a Sukkah being above 20, it has nothing to do with noticeability. It has to do with shade, it has to do with permanent buildings, that's fine. At least Svirle Yadar Rabba. But if he holds the idea of Rabba, who says that the issue of Schach is also noticeability, Tama Rabba says, why does the Chacham in Masech the Sukkah say that a Sukkah above 20 is no good? Because Hashem says, sit in the sukkah so that you will realize and remember that I seated you in the sukkah when you were in the desert. And not Esrim Amo, according to the Chacham, until 20 Amos. Adam Yodea Shadar B'sukkah. A person's aware that he's in a sukkah. L'malam Esrim Amo, above 20 Amos. Ein Adam Yodea. A person's not aware that he's in the sukkah. Mishum Lo Shalta Be'ena. Because he doesn't notice it. He doesn't look that far up. Amo Gavei Sukkah Nami Be'akeiro Pligi. So you see that according to him, in Sukkah also we have an argument about noticeability. So we flew Gibetai to Lamali. Why would we have two arguments? Whether you notice what's above 20 in Schach, or whether you notice what's above 20 in Korah, it's the same argument. Do you notice what's above 20 or not? Yeah, question.
The Gemara there actually said that the walls were cut off. So that following the walls here,
the walls over there. Okay, very nice answer. Bro, we'll give another answer. Beautiful. Very nice. Maybe it's a suggestion. The Gemara there says that the reason why it's not noticeable is that the walls are cut off and the sun is coming in, so you can't see it. But here where you have the walls, it is noticeable. Okay, good. The truth is, the Korah may not have to reach all the way to this side. So maybe here also there's some gap with allowing in space. So again, the question is, if the issue of Korah is about noticeability, and we know that according to Rabbah, Sukkah is about noticeability, so why would we need to have two times the same argument whether you notice what's above 20 or not? So the Gemara says, if Flugim Atai Tilam, we wouldn't have two arguments. And the Gemara, Tzricha, I would need two. Diyashmin Agabe Sukkah, if we would only have the argument in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in regards to Sukkah, I would have thought, Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, here Rabbi Yehuda says that above 20 is kosher. Kevin to the Yeshiva Abida. Because in the Sukkah, what's the usage of a Sukkah? People just sit there. If they just sit there, then they notice what's all the way up on top, because they're there for a while. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Hol Shalta Be'ena. People are noticing it, even if it's above 20. Avol Mavui, but when you talk about an alleyway, an alleyway is made to walk through it. So then maybe they would agree to the Rabbanan that if it's there just for walking through, so then maybe they should agree. that you don't notice it's above 20. Yes, if we don't have the argument here in regards to Mavoi, I would say here's where the Rabbanan say above 20 is no good, because people are not sitting in the Mavoi. They're walking through the Mavoi. So they don't notice what's above 20. Abu Bahach, but in regards to a Sukkah, maybe they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that when you're sitting there, you notice what's on top. Tzricha, that's what we needed to have. Two arguments. Okay, says the Gemara, Mayim Altra, what would make a Korah noticeable? Rab Chava Brei the Rabbi Baravu Amarkini, if you put nests in the Korah, if you put bird nests there, if you look in the picture book, this is picture... picture number 10. Picture number 10 in the picture book. If you put nests on the beam, so then it's very noticeable. Everybody's looking at it, even if it's very high up. Kiyazer Avdimi Amar, when Avdimi came out from my rabbi, they said in the west, in the land of Israel, Paske Da'arza, just a long cedar wood. It's expensive cedar. So if somebody sees a big, long cedar crossbeam, that's noticeable even if it's high up. Man or Paske Da'arza, the one who says that what makes it noticeable would be a big cedar wood. Kosh Ken Kini, certainly if you put nests on the Korah, it would be noticeable. Man or Kini, the one who said nests, I would Paske Da'arza low, but just long cedar wood not. That's not noticeable enough. Ask the Gemara, 1 second, Madam Paska the Arza, if you say the definition of Amaltera is just a long cedar beam, so my time, why are you saying that it's noticeable? Mishum de Nafish Mishre, because it's quite long. Hasukkah de Nafish Mishre, when you have a sukkah, it's also long. Sukkah has quite a bit of space. Vikami Rabbanon Delob, but we know that the rabbis say that the sukkah, if it's too tall, is not noticeable. Why don't you say if it's long, it's noticeable? And it's the Gemara, it's not just the length that makes it noticeability. It's expensive length that makes it noticeable. And look at the kachashiv, since the cedar is very expensive, and you have this big, long cedar shake across the whole alleyway, people say, wow, he spent so much money here to put that up. Everybody talks about it. If everybody talks about it, everybody looks for it. If everybody looks for it, it becomes noticeable even if it's high up. Islay colored as a rumor mill all around it, and therefore it is noticeable. Okay, we've completed the discussion about why a crossbeam above 20 would be no good. Either it's because we learned it from the Heichal, Rav, or the view of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's not noticeable normally above 20. If you say it's based on noticeability, then you would say that if you did something to make this noticeable, if you paint the beam with psychedelic colors, then it becomes noticeable, and even above 20 would be kosher. Now we get into the details of exactly what is 20. What does it mean that the Korah has to be within 20 of the floor? Mitzas Korah b'sochesrim. What happens if only part of the Korah is within 20 amos of the floor? Umitzas Korah l'malam me'asrim. Or part of the Korah is above 20 amos from the floor. Right? Only part of the Korah is within 20 amos. A similar question. Mikta schach besocheser. Let's say you have schach, some of the schach, the bottom layer of the schach is within 20 amos, but the rest of the schach is above 20 amos. Mikta schach l'malam me'asher. Amar Rabba says there'll be different laws. The mavui kasher. In mavui, where the chorus drabanan, it's going to be kasher. You can carry. The sukkah, where we're dealing with a law which is doraisa, biblical law, apostle, it's not good. One says, Maishna, why is there a difference? Maishna b'mavui de kasher. Why are you going to say it's kasher in a mavui? You say, because since some of it is within 20 amos, that's what counts. We imagine that the rest isn't here. Now, I'm reading close. We say, lighten it up. Imagine that the rest is not here. Then sukkanami lema close. So then sukkah also say that the rest isn't here. The Gemara says, no, iklash did. If you say that the rest of the schach isn't here, the rest that's not above 20 is not here, then you only have a little bit of schach. And a little bit of schach is chamasim rubim tzilasa. Has more sun than shade. It's not tzchach. It's not something creating shade. Mara says, no, but here too, achanami with the Korah too. Iklashed, if you say that the part above 20 is not here, you've lightened it. Havali Korani tells Beruach. Then you have a beam that's very weak, a beam that flies in the wind, and a beam that flies in the wind is no good. Ella, what do you have to say? Al karchach nasu kishbun shematechas. You say, listen, We're imagining that the part above 20 isn't here. But the part above 20 really is here. And this beam is really quite secure here. So it is considered a korah. So Hanami, so say the same thing with the schach. Al korach nasa silas merum mechamasa. Whether you like it or not, you've got more shade than sun. There is more shade than sun here. So if there is more shade than sun here, it should be kosher. So Amar Rav Parzika, Rav Parzikaya answered like this. Why would Rabbah's idea make sense to distinguish between sukkah and mavui, to distinguish between sukkah and korah in the question of part of it within 20 and part of it above 20? Answered Rabbah, sukkah de liyachidu. A sukkah is for an individual or for a family. So nobody's reminding anybody else. It's just one family. So therefore, if we would allow a schach that's partially within 20 and partially above 20, what's going to be if that part that's within 20 falls away and the whole thing's above 20? No one's paying attention. It's only one person. However, mavui, when you deal with the korah of a mavui, the cross beam, the rabbin, there are a lot of people there because a lot of people walk through the alleyway and everybody looks up. Is it kosher? Is the eruv good? Is the eruv no good? Everybody talks. So when people are noticing and there's a lot of people, mid kriyat dadi, they would remind each other to look. And then if the bottom somehow gets shaved off and the whole thing's above 20, since a lot of people are looking, they're going to fix it and they're going to lower it to within 20. That's where we can make it kosher, even if only a little bit of it is within 20. Ravina said a different explanation. What I suggested. Sukkah d'oraisa. Sukkah's biblical. That's why Achmir Rebbe Rabban and the rabbis are strict. They say if only part of it is within 20, we're worried that you might be left with just that little part. Therefore, it's no good. Mavui d'Rabbanan. Mavui is only a rabbinic law. Rabbinic law, Achmir Rebbe Rabbanan. Yeah, the rabbis don't have to be strict. However, Rav Azar bar Masna interpreted had a different tradition of what Rabbah said, the exact opposite. In other words, not that the sukkah is possible and the mavui is kasher. The mavui is possible and the sukkah is kasher. Rabbah said, b'mavui, if the korah is partially within 20 and partially above 20, possible it's no good, you can't carry there. The sukkah and a sukkah, if it's partially within 20, partially above 20, ksheira, you could sit there. Why in sukkah be kosher? I mean, enclosed, because you're going to say, since part of it is within 20, the rest we imagine is not there. Then in mavui we also say, since part of it is within 20, imagine the rest is not there, and the whole thing's within 20. Says the Gemara, no, in mavui, if you take away part of it, he clashed. Havli korni tells beruah, then you have a beam that doesn't, it's not permanent. So Gemara says, no, hachanami, but the same would be here. He clashed if you take away the schach, that's above 20. Havli lacham samru mitzilasa. Then you don't have enough schach. There'll be more sun than shade. Ella, what do you have to say? Al karchach naasas tilasam ruben mechamsa. We're imagining that certain parts are gone, but in reality, you have enough shade here. If that's the case, achanami, we should say the same thing. Even if you imagine the parts of the mavui are parts of the korah are gone, naasu kishbudu shematachas. It is here securely. It is strong here. Abba Rabbi Parzikaya, Rabbi from Parzikaya answered. Sukkah to the yachidi. Sukkah, which is for an individual, he sits here. Rami Anafshe, according to this version, he is going to be constantly checking, is my schach still kosher? Do I still have stuff within 20? See, he's constantly looking. If some of it is above 20, and the part that's within 20 is going to be gone, he'll go fix it. Umitke, he'll remember. But mavui de la rabim he. But an alleyway, it's a whole community. Lots of people using an alleyway. When there are lots of people that are responsible, no one's responsible. Because everybody says somebody else will take care of it. So in an alleyway, samchi adadi, everybody relies on somebody else. Below matri, so nobody checks. But somebody says, the other guy's checking. Amri inchias, people say, kideira de beishutfi. If you have a partnership and two people are trying to cook a piece of meat, lo chlima v'lo karira. It's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. Because everybody says the other guy's going to do it. It's his responsibility. Nobody does it. So in an alleyway where everybody is shifting responsibility, we can't allow a beam that's only within 20 and some of it's above 20. What happens if something shakes and the whole thing gets above 20? No one's going to be paying attention because everybody shifts responsibility to somebody else. But in a sukkah, it's a homeowner's sukkah. It's his sukkah. It's his responsibility. If something is his responsibility, it's not going to shift around. If he sees that the schach is no good anymore, He'll adjust it. It's his responsibility. He'll take care of it. So that's why we can say it's okay. As long as part of it's within 20, it's fine. Maybe the whole thing will end up above 20. No, he'll take care of it. It's his responsibility. Ravina gave a different answer. Sukkah d'oraisa. Sukkah d'oraisa. Lo boy chizav. We don't have to make decrees. Everybody knows the law. If above 20 is no good. So we can allow for some of it to be within 20. Because if it'll be fully above 20, they'll fix it. Mavi's drabana. Mavi's rabbinic law. People discount rabbinic law. Boy chizuk. We have to encourage people. No, you have to take it seriously. The whole thing has to be within 20. Not only part of it within 20. The whole thing. Otherwise, people won't take the law seriously. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line halacha? If you have some of the schach within 20 and some above 20, some of the crossbeam within 20 and some above 20, is it kosher or not? Rabba Barav Ula Amar, Rabba the son of Rab, said, Ula Amar, Ula says, Rabba Barav Ula, Rabba the son of Rab Ula said, Zev is possible. Both in Sukkah and in Mavoi, if some is within 20 and some is out of 20, it's no good. But Rav Amar Rav said, Zev is that kosher, both in Sukkah and the crossbeam to make the alleyway able to carry in it, it's kosher. Why? Because when the Mishnah said, now starting Gimel Amud Beis, when the Mishnah said, a Mavoi has to be within 20, a Sukkah has to be within 20, Halal Sukkah Tznan. It's referring to the airspace of the sukkah has to be 20. And in fact, you don't even have to have the schach fully in 20. You don't even have to have the schach a little bit in the 20. You have to have the schach at the 20 point. At the point of 20 amos. That's what the schach is. You can't have 21 amos of airspace and then schach. And halal mavuitznan. And when we learned about the crossbeam, also it means that the airspace underneath the crossbeam has to be 20, but not that the crossbeam itself has to be fully within the 20. I'm a Rav Papa LaRava. Rav Papa said to Rava, Tanya the Messiah, look, I have a brisa supporting your view that both of these cases, the Korah partially within 20, the Schach partially within 20 is kosher. We learned in a brisa, Mavui Shugavoa Measrim Amma. If the Mavui, namely the Korah, the crossbeam, is higher than 20 Amos, Yosemi Pischo Shel Heichal, which is higher than the entranceway of the Heichal room of the Beit HaMikdash. You might, you have to lower it. Heichal Gufa, when we talk about the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash's room, the Heichal, Chalolo Esrim, it's the airspace that was 20. It's not that the lintel on the top was within 20. There was a full 20 of airspace, and on top of that was the lintel. So that's, in fact, the proof. All right. Esver, Rav Simi Bar Avashi, Rav Papa. Rav Simi Bar Avashi. No challenge, Rav Papa. We learned in another brisa. What do you have to do in order to make a mavoi kosher to enable you to carry? You put the korah at the edge of the 20 point and below. That means it has to be within 20. Not that you have 20 of space and then the korah. You have to read it differently. You put the korah above the 20 point. But it said there below. This is what it means. Lemata kilamala. The same way we have a law about the maximum size of space, we have a law about the minimum size of space. Mala mala chalala esrim. When we talk about the maximum size, you have space of 20 amos, and at that 20 amos point, that's where you have the crossbeam. Aflamata. So too, when we have the minimum size, the minimum size is that at least the crossbeam has to be 10 tfachim tall, 10 fistfuls tall. So it has to be that it's not within the 10 fists. It has to be that beneath the korah, beneath the crossbeam, there's a full halala asar, a full 10 tfachim of space. Correct. Yeah. Could be there are beams on the side. Amar Abaye now. So now another law talking about the sizes. Abaye said, Mishmed Rav Nachman, Nimer Rav Nachman. Amas sukkah, in regards to Hilchos sukkah, when we have a law, let's say that a sukkah can't be more than 20 amos tall. Or amas mavui, or the laws of an ama in regards to the crossbeam in front of an alleyway. Amas bas chamisha, we want to be strict. So the Amma that we use is an Amma of five-fifths. Amas kil'ayim, but in regards to the Amma, to separate plantings of vegetables from vineyards, from grapevines, here we want to be strict, we want to have a bigger space. Amma bashisha, there the Amma is an Amma of six-fifths. Amas mavui, the Amma of the crossbeam, Amma bas chamisha, an Amma of five-fifths to be strict. L'may hilchasa in regards to what legobo, right? We said, the height of the korah can't be more than 20. So what type of 20? 20 times what? 20 times 5 tzvachim. 100 tzvachim tall. Can't be more than 100 tzvachim tall. High up. Or pirtas mavui, or the breach in the front of a wall. That has to be 10 amos wide. It can't be more than 10 amos. So there we have the smallest amos. The amma of 5 tzvachim. So Gemara says, you want to always have the stricter measurements. We have another law that the only time that the mavui, the alleyway, can become kasher with the crossbeam is if the alleyway is at least 4 amos long. So why there are you going to use a small amma, an amma of 5 fifths? Use the big amma to be strict. Use the amma of 6 fifths. There 5 fifths is a kula, is a leniency. Says the Gemara, when Rav Nachman said this law, and Abai is quoting him, Rav Nachman holds that the length of a mavui is 4 tfachim. So there you don't have the law of amma. All it has to be is 4 tfachim long to be able to be kashered with a korah. Ibai is saying, or maybe you could say that Rav Nachman agrees that the length of a mavui has to be 4 amos. When he says that the amos of a mavui are 5 fifths amos and not 6 amos, 6 fifths amos, what he means is rov amos ka'amar. Most of the amos are going to be 5 fifths because that's going to be the stringency. Amma sukkah also. When we talk about an amma in regards to hilchos sukkah, ba'amma bas chamisha, it's an amma of only 5 fifths. L'may hilchosa, why are you saying that in regards to what? Lugova, the height of a sukkah. The height of a sukkah can only be 20 tvach, 20 amos. So the 20 amos is 100 tvachim, not 120 tvachim, not 6 tvachim to the amma. Or l'dofen akuma, we know that if you have a wall, and at the edge of the wall you put tzchach, it's kosher. What happens if you have a roof, which is not kasher schach, and then you have kasher schach. So if that roof is less than 4 amos, there's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that the wall bends over, and that's all considered wall. So there also we're going to have a small amma measurement of only 5 fifths. So Gemara says, 1 second, va'ika meshech. Sukkah, what about the size of the sukkah, the length and width of 4 amos? It has to be 4 amos to be kasher. If you can have a small amma size, l'kuli, you're being more lenient. The time when the Rabbi said, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I believe, call sukkah shein badal amos adal amos ksula. A sukkah is only kosher if it's 4 amos by 4 amos. If you're using small amma sizes, you're being lenient. Says the Gemara, Kerabana, Rav Nachman holds like the Rabbana, who don't say you need an amma, 4 amos by 4 amos for the length and width of the sukkah. They say that as long as the sukkah is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, as long as it can hold a person's head and his most of his body and his table, it's kosher. So that's the view. So there you don't have to talk about amos. Ibai is saying, alternatively, you give you the same answer. Lolam ki Rebbe, even according to Rebbe. Rov amos kamar. Rav Nachman is saying most of the amos of sukkah are the small amma of 5 tvachim. But yes, maybe the amma of length and width is a bigger amma, because that would be the stringency. Amos kil'ayim, and amma in regards to kil'ayim. Ba'amah bashisha, that's an amma of 6 tvachim, because there you want to have as much distance as possible to keep away the wheat from the grapevines. So if the point is to distance them, and you want to be strict, you're stricter by having a larger sized amma. L'may hilchasa, where do we see that you need amos to distance plantings from each other? The famous mishnayos of karacha sakerim, a clearing in the middle of a vineyard. Ulamachal akerim, and a clearing at the side of the vineyard between the grapevines and the wall. Kidatan is the end of the Mishnah. Karachas akerim, if you have a clearing in the middle of the vines, in the middle of the vineyard, you need to have a clearing of 24 amos to be able to plant in the middle of that clearing wheat or vegetables. You only need a clearing of 16 amos, because 4 amos at the sides of the vines for the wagon, and then on the other set of vines, 4 amos, and in between 8 amos to be able to plant there. Machal akerem, in regards to the side clearing, the clearing from the vines and the wall. You need a clearing of 16 amos to be able to plant their vegetables. Or say 12 amos. Ezi karachas a kerem, what's the clearing in the middle of a vineyard? Kerem shachar b'emtza iso, a vineyard, and in the middle there was a clearing. Ein shem sheish esrei amos, if you don't have 16 amos of a clearing, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant seeds there. Hayu shem sheish esrei amos, if you have 16 amos there, nosin lok di avodah, so each set of vines gets 4 amos for its work. V'zarei asamos, and you can plant the rest, that middle area, with things that are not vines. Ezo machol ha-kerem, what's the clearing on the side of a vineyard? Ben kerem l'geder, between the vines and the wall. Ein shem shtei mesrei amos, if you don't have 12 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't put seeds there. If you have 12 amos, no sin lo kadeh avodah, so you give 4 amos to the vines, and then in that area of the 8 amos, so rea sashar, you can plant the seeds. So there, those amos, we want to have them as big as possible. So there they are, 6 tfachim big amos. Ask the Gemara in Kalayim, sometimes you'd rather have smaller amos. Ayikar ritzufim barba amos. We have the law of the rows that are right next to each other. To the kula, there, your measurement of big amos is going to be a leniency. Let's say between each row of vines, you have less than 4 amos. Reb Shimon Omer Eino Kerem. Reb Shimon says it's not a vineyard. It's just a single vine. Single vines, you can plant seeds close to them. Chacham say, no, it's still considered a kerem. We imagine those vines that are in between without the rows of 4 between the rows. As if they're not there. So according to Rabbi Nachman, if we're going to say that the amos are so big, you'll have a leniency that if you have these, that if you'd have the small amos, 4 of the small amos between each row, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be able to plant there. So my answer is Rabbi Nachman, Oskar Rabbanan, the army you hold, Avi Kerem, that the whole thing is a vineyard. So it really does. You're not looking at what about the 4 amos? By the same alternatively, Lolam Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't look at Rabbi Shimon, but again he's saying. Rov Amos Ka'amar, most Amos of Kilayim are the big Amos of 6 Tfachim, but there are some which would be 5 Tfachim. Ad Kan Tzav Gimel of Maseches Erevin.